Yeah, joining us is Mike Grieve, the new head girls wrestling coach. It was officially approved by the Atlantic School Board on Wednesday night. And Coach Grieve, first ever girls wrestling coach in Atlantic. I know this team shared some with Cam and Nottoway Valley and some other schools. And now they decided to go on their own, and you're going to be directing that program. And I know you've been with Coach Duff. From 2016 to 2024, you also coached at Elkhorn, too.
Yeah, hi, Tom. Thanks for having me. It's been a real honor to be selected as the head coach for the women's program. Pretty excited about that. I think, as you know, the sport has just taken off the last few years. And, you know, ever since Title IX and 71, I think women's sports has just blossomed. The last year, women's sport, it's been such a good year. You know, you look at Caitlin Clark and being a local, you know, things like that. It's just for girls' sports and women's sports in general, it's just such a kind of a magical time. And so it's a real honor to be selected and part of that.
And Coach, as far as even in the state of Iowa now, we're going to two classes for girls' wrestling, and that's how much that sport has grown. Well, talk about your philosophy. I mean, what's your vision for this program moving forward?
Yeah, you know, I've been coaching since 2007. I've been a wrestler since probably the third grade. So, you know, my philosophy, you know, after having coached so many kids at the youth level and the high school level, I can appreciate the fact that if someone is going out for wrestling for the first time ever, how intimidating and how overwhelming that can be. You know, as a coach, it's always interesting to me to see what sticks and what doesn't stick in terms of what you're trying to teach, what people or what the kids can consume. So, you know, my philosophy is particularly for, you know, because, you know, I was known for its wrestling and especially with the boys or whatnot. It's got a system to it and people are aware of it. So it's intimidating. I want to try to take that intimidation out of the equation. I think if a young girl, youth, or right up to high school has the courage and the belief in themselves that they can go in there and do that, that's really the battle right there. Once I get them in there, you know, my philosophy is, after having wrestled for 40-some years, you know, I still wrestle with the high school boys, and, you know, they're all very they're all very fit and all very young, a lot younger than I am. So I have to wrestle smarter. I'm not as strong, and I'm not as I don't have the stamina like I used to. So I have to wrestle a little differently and smarter. And so, you know, what I like when I see wrestling, I start to see patterns. You know, I like to see things that work, high percentage moves that that are finishable and winnable. So my philosophy is, you know, if you're a young girl or someone in high school is intimidated by all the moves, don't. You know, we are going to focus on a handful of moves. I'm still, I'm lucky enough to have been in the room with some really great coaches that have over the years just shown me things, how they do things, and everyone runs things differently. You know, my first coach I learned things was Rick Anderson, yes, in Elkhorn. You know, I had the luck of also coaching some quality wrestlers in there, you know, Trace Anders, Evan Hansen, who ended up being a four-time national champion. You know, I like to think I had a little part in just that development. So the ability for me to see kind of patterns and high percentage finishes is what we'll be focusing on outside of the basics. You know, being in the room with Tim Duff since 2016 and learning his system, his attention to detail, little things behind the scenes that just the general public doesn't have access to has been a real treat and a learning experience. The whole staff. You know, Tim had always mentioned that you're only as good as your assistants, and the quality of assistants that have come through that program, you know, Chase Roller, Jensen, Evan McCarthy out of Oka,
now
Evan Hansen.
Coaches.
They're all coaches now. They've all expanded and they're doing their own thing. And so I've learned a little bit from all of them. And hopefully I can take some of that knowledge and apply it to the girls and take my own spin on that, try to make it manageable for these girls and teach them to something where it's fun and they can learn and they can, you know, down the road, they can say, hey, I was an Iowa wrestler. That'll mean something, hopefully.
Coach Grevy, as far as meeting with the girls and getting the numbers that you would like, what's next?
Yeah, they'll make the announcement, certainly. I believe they're tonight, tomorrow, for sure. I'm getting whispers here and there of how many girls there'll be. I don't know the exact number, but I've been told time and time again that I think I'll be pleasantly surprised. That would be from the junior high through the high school, right? Yes. The junior high kids will practice with the high school kids just because it's, you know, there's not a whole lot of girls in there, so they have some good partners. So they'll be in the room with us. And hopefully that system of junior high kids will feed up into my way. And so we're pretty excited about that, the development. It's one thing to come into a program that's been established. It's a whole nother just to start it from scratch. And to be able to start it from scratch means you can develop that and do it in a way that over the years you, I guess being me, have, you know, see things at work. And so we're really excited about that.
Coach, what about staff? What about your facility? Where will you be wrestling? And the schedule, it has to be made up too, doesn't it?
Yeah, schedule, we're still working on that. A lot of it, you know, I think is going to piggyback off of some of the Valkyrie dates that they've established as well. But we're going to be getting into some new ones as well. And so after the announcement, we'll really start taking a hard look at that schedule. Pretty open right now. So it's a lot of it is reaching out to other coaches, other schools where I know they have programs or, you know, other tournaments that we can get into. So we're still developing that program. With respect to the staff, that's extremely important. I have been talking and the positions posted out there, so people are applying. We're looking at those applications now, but I hope to have a staff here set up fairly shortly here. We're running up against some time here, so the staff is extremely important to me. They have to be accessible to the girls in a way that maybe I can't, or maybe a new perspective in terms of how they wrestle with them. So I'd love to have assistants in the room that either have had some experience or have access to the girls in the past. But that's key. That's key to growing this program.
Anything else to add?
No, I'm just really excited about getting started. And like I said, it's an honor to be part of this. A lot of moving pieces. I know just in, you know, how I've been involved with the boys program as such a, the wrestling family is such a complete and such a big thing here. Nothing gets done without a group effort. And I'm going to have to pull some people together in my own right and try to get that. But I can certainly appreciate what that means in terms of starting a program like this. But I think there's a lot of enthusiasm and there's a lot of potential here. So we're really excited about it.
Excited to have you and best of luck.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. You know, I'd encourage anyone, you know, who may be new to wrestling, specifically girls wrestling. We're going to be fostering that from the very beginning through high school. We're dedicated to growing that program. And if it's something that, you know, you as a parent are interested in, you know, we're going to be holding clinics, you know, please. I'm always happy to answer any questions you might have, or if you can reach out to a coach or anything in the program, come on down. We'd love to talk with you. You know, we know it's not going to happen overnight, but I think there's so much interest in the sport that I see this really taking off fairly good.
Lucky to have you, Coach Grieving, and congrats again, and look forward to working with you.
Likewise, Tom, I appreciate it. You guys and the community has always been real supportive of the sport, and I'm really looking forward, moving forward to working and meeting a lot of different people as well.
Mike Grieving, your new Atlantic Girls head wrestling coach here joining us. Back with more coming up.